This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And good morning. Welcome into hour number two. Got more to talk about is some upcoming fishing rodeos and tournaments. Also going to get some live fishing reports from Captain Mike Gallo and Captain Ryan Lambert and Budge Richdell, so stay tuned for those. Also getting your text messages in at 504-260-1870. A couple of those unexpected gator encounters. This one says, I was at Basson's, Alligator Cove now, in a kayak. A five-footer came at me open mouth, hit him hard with the paddle on the nose. First time I got on plane in the yak. The gator was hanging close to the launch as well, probably getting fed. Yeah, he's talking right there. That's from Old Dog. I also have this one. Good morning, Don, JT, and Varnado. Caught Amanda Shaw at the Rockin' Bowl a couple weeks ago. She sung your theme song. She has actually sung it on the radio, and here it is. This is what it sounds like. Now, that is Amanda Shaw along with Choppa doing their version of Louisiana Saturday Night. Amanda's done some TV shows with us and in the swamp and played some fiddling music. Great little entertainer. All right, we also have this one. Here's one that says, my gator encounter wasn't very dramatic. I was a kid playing on the lakefront in Metairie, proclaiming myself the $6 million man. I lifted up a driftwood log when a three-foot gator took off like an OPP inmate into the water. Scared the hell out of me. A gator in the lake? Maybe the spillway was open. Believe it or not, Lake Pontchartrain does have alligators in it. They come out of the bayous and the rivers and all kind of areas, and some of them, I think, stay there in the lake. But don't think you won't encounter alligators in Lake Pontchartrain. Here's a tip. Morning, Don. Easiest way to avoid alligators, look at the marsh. If you notice matted grass, leave the area to them. When they are nesting, they may get aggressive. Life in a kayak makes you aware of your surroundings. Just a hint. That's from our friend, the Lafayette Yacker. You're absolutely right, and we are in that time of the year where the mama gators are nesting, and you do not want to interfere with what they've got going on as far as nesting, because that can end up really, really bad. All right, gator encounters that were unexpected. If you had one, send it with us, 504-260-1870. We're going to talk to Captain Mike Gallo, see if he's had any encounters with alligators lately, and also we'll get a fishing reports for you. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. I'm Don Dubuque on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Say, have you ever been out on the water and you see a big, bright yellow boat out there? Looks like a giant banana. Well, chances are that is one of the sea tow boats, and they're probably on their way to provide service for one of their members. And they could be ready to tow somebody in, jumpstart them if they have an electrical problem, maybe just as simple as bringing them some fuel if they ran out. Whatever you need, Sea Tow is like having a AAA but on the water. It's peace of mind for you and your loved ones, and you can get it by just one phone call. That's all it takes. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, and maybe even easier than that is just visit seatow.com, get signed up, and be safe. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and Mike, you're on the water already. Have you got any fish in the boat yet?
I don't have any fish in the boat. I'm sitting at the mouth of Wrigley's Pass. We are about to go across Lake Bourne and pursue some redfish today.
All right. I have that vision in my mind. I know where you're headed. When's the last time you were fishing at northern part of the Biloxi Marsh?
It hadn't been too very long. I caught a decent amount of redfish, a lot of small ones. So we got extra live, extra bait, extra dead shrimp, and we're ready to go see if we can put some redfish in the box.
Sounds a little windy out there. Is the forecast off? They were calling for 5 to 10. That may be later in the day. What's it doing now?
My weather radar said it was blowing 12 when we left. Just when we pulled up a second ago, it was saying 9. So it seems to be close. We'll just slow and steady make our way across. And once we get in the marsh, we'll have plenty of protected water. We're going to have some four horseman corks and circle hooks, and we're going to have a good time.
Absolutely. I love the fish over there with you. You know, the thing is, you hardly ever see another boat over in that area. If you like to be isolated, that's the spot to go.
That's part of the reason I'm going, and obviously I know Cito's got my back in case anything should happen to go.
Absolutely. Well, what advice would you give trout fishermen for Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne area right now?
Well, obviously you're going to be, depending on the size of your vessel, you're probably going to be closer to the south shore where you can be in protected water. But it's been productive all week. Some places have been a little bit of a grind. You go back the next day and you catch them pretty well, and then the third day it's back to being a grind. So stick and move. If you find some and you want to grind them out, grind them out. And if you like to stick and move, if you do it often enough, you'll come across some fish. Live shrimp on the bottom has worked. Once you get them going pretty good, mix in some matrix on the bottom, some plastics, the gulp works. You can put a nice box of fish together. Still some good size fish in the area. We had several fish 19 and 20 inches over the last few days. So they're there. It's just a matter of can you get to them? And if the forecast holds true and it drops down in the next couple hours, then you'll have more options to go seek out and try to find some fish.
Mike, looking out over Lake Bourne, do you think it's going to be possible to check out some of those triple tail and spot them, or is it a little too choppy?
You know, I've seen those things in four-footers. It doesn't seem to bother them at all. They just going with the current and laying on their side, bouncing up and down. I always look for them, so I'll certainly be looking for them on my way out and on my way back.
Mike, last week you gave us some tips and advice on building a successful business, which you have done, and this question came up from one of our listeners, and I'm sure there's a lot of young people out there that are looking for a fishing career. They love to fish. They're really into it, and that's what they choose to make their life's career, but a lot of times they get a misconception about what it's all about. What advice would you have for somebody about starting up their business as a fishing guide?
Well, as far as business, obviously customer service is certainly a plus. You can't be rude to your customers no matter what. And a lot of your customers hire you because they don't know how to fish. So there's a lot of educational aspects to it, teaching the customer, help him be successful, and he'll either buy a boat or he'll come back and fish with you more often. And it helps to have a passion for what you're doing. If you don't like what you're doing, no matter how much money you make, you're still not going to like it. So I'm fortunate to like what I'm doing, teach people, help them become better fishermen. And look, Don, in 25 years, we hadn't depleted the fish. So that's not a concern.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, give me a typical day in the life of Mike Gallo. Tell me what time you got up, what you've done so far, and what's your day going to end like today on this Saturday?
So let's see. I woke up at 20 minutes to 4, and the first thing I'm doing is looking at my phone to see the wind direction, check the forecast, see if it's been updated or changed, and then a quick little breakfast, get myself dressed, head over to the lodge, lower the boat down in the water, put ice in the boat, put my bait in the boat, look over my rods, reel, see if I need to grab any extra tackle, corks, whatever the case may be, and listen to the Don Dubuque show, right? Then, obviously, my customers came downstairs. We loaded them up in the boat. We got one that's under 18, so we put a life vest on him, and we jumped in the boat, and we started making our way out across Lake Bourne. We'll fish leeward shorelines, current around points, things like that, put a pattern together. We will have success. I'm pretty certain of that. We'll head back, safety is always, you know, top priority. So we'll make sure we have a safe return. We get back to the lodge, we'll lay the fish out, take pictures of them, clean them up, send the customers on their way. Then I head home, shower so that I smell like a human again, and get on the phone, call tomorrow's customers, see what time they're going to be arriving, how many they're going to have. They might have booked, saying they had two, and now it's changed to three. Or they may have booked saying it was four, and now it's two. So that'll make a difference in how much bait we get. But you're going through that process of getting those customers lined up for the next morning, some visitation with the wife, conversation, maybe watch a little TV, in bed by 9 o'clock. And then it just starts over and over and over.
Yeah, and in between, you got to handle phone calls from new accounts and people with questions and emails, and make sure your equipment's all. You got equipment update. You got a full day, starting at about 3:40 till 9 o'clock at night, or maybe even later.
Yeah, it is. After a while, it becomes a routine, and it'll loosen up a little bit when July gets here. When the heat gets here, we don't seem to do as much fishing, and I'm not totally mad at that situation.
Well, Mike, good luck today to you and your customers, and we'll check in with you again next week, and thank you for the report and also the advice and what it's like to be a fishing guide.
I wanted to tell you that my favorite encounters with gators are when they fry.
Understood. Have a good one, Mike.
Talk to you.
There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. So you want to be a fishing guide. So they said it's a great life. You have a lot of fun. Well, hard work, clear thinking. Remember those two things. Also got some more advice coming in on our text board. We'll get to that and also some questions, so stick around. But when we come back, we're going to get a paddler's report. If you like to fish in a kayak, Butch Ridgedale's going to join us with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's Fishing Report, brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. It's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He's out there stroking, trying to get in range of some of those fish. Our paddler's report is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters on Airline Drive in Metairie. They'll open up today about 10 a.m. You can check into their fly tying and fly fishing classes. They've got paddle equipment, kayaks, sharp-looking gear and apparel, some of the latest local fishing tackle for the local area, and they are really a fly shop specialist. So check them out. It's called No Wake Outfitters. You'll love it. It's an easy location, plenty of parking on 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. And we're talking to Butch Ridgedale right now and giving us a paddler's report. And, Butch, everybody's talking about this win we've had this week, especially tough on paddlers. Got any tips or advice on what's hot?
Well, I went out yesterday in Lake Martin, and I hid in the trees. But it was pretty bouncy out there. A lot of fish were caught. What boats were out there, and there were some kayakers out there also. Really doing really well in the brim, fishing the cypress trees on the inside. I saw several guys out there and doing really well. I bass fished. So I actually got lucky and caught some really nice fish yesterday. Hadn't been in a while, but had a good bite kick on about 7:30. It lasted for about an hour and a half. And got out of there shortly thereafter. But brim fishermen, if they want to go get some food, fare for the fish fry, that's really good right now. I'm just catching them just one after the other.
Butch, where's a good place to put in at Lake Martin for kayakers?
Well, at the public launch, the parish actually built a area off to the side of the boat launch they just redid about 3 years ago that's strictly for kayakers. Back up to it, unload your gear. It's could be a little bit better with the bottom. They put gravel there, but slide right in there. You know, none of the guide boats or anything park in that spot and in and out real quick.
Yeah, you're not far from those trees either. It's not a long paddle if you're paddling. Huh?
Oh, no, you can start fishing almost immediately.
What's your favorite way to rig up for brim if you're fishing them?
Slip cork, little jig. I don't do it that often. But that's just the easiest way. You know, you figure out what depth they're at and just do that with a little spinning rod.
Or crickets under a popping cork. That'll certainly do it under those cypress trees.
Yes. They've got an artificial cricket that someone's come out with. A friend of mine showed me last weekend. Looks like a little white piece of a miniature marshmallow with some legs. And he took his son and he said he must have caught 30, 40 brim on one piece of bait.
Wow.
It's really durable. Yeah, it's. He told me that the place they were buying it and something new that's come out, but it's. He said he used that. He said that they made it just as good as they ate crickets.
Hmm. Who makes it and where can you find it, you know?
Actually, I'm not sure the name. The only place that I know of he told me was a place in Broussard called Country Station. So
right.
I haven't been by there to pick it up yet, so. It's a gas station, food shop, bait shop that's in Broussard. It's kind of well-renowned around here.
All right. Dusk to Dawn's coming up. You know, that's kind of a marathon-type tournament from 5 in the morning till 9 at night. It's sponsored by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Tell me more about how it goes, and are you fishing it?
Oh, I'm definitely fishing it. We're actually doing something different this year. The Lafayette Club and Bayou Coast decided me and Matt Dearman, who's the president of we're both presidents of the clubs, let's double dip. We'll have both tournaments the same day. That way you can really go after it. So the Lafayette Speck and Redfish Cup, dawn to dusk. Star opens that weekend. I mean, there's a lot going on. Memorial Day weekend, so
mm-hmm.
Target together. Bayou Coast Stringer is 2 redfish up to 30 inches, which will be CPR. So we're not keeping any, you know, you can keep the trout if you want, but, you know, the redfish is strictly CPR. And 5 trout. And then well, I think Lafayette is 3 trout and 3 regular slot reds. Of course, they're also that's also CPR. So you catch about, you know, 5 trout and 3 good reds, turn them in and see what comes out. They've got about 14, we're going to pay out about 14 places combined. A lot of the guys, I looked at a little web page we're on this morning, a little group chat, and a bunch of them are out scouting about. I know some guys tried earlier this week on the west side, and it was pretty bouncy. Water's still dirty, but They're actually catching some fish on the west side. I've seen some good reports out of the east, even though with the wind. I think there's going to be a lot of good fish caught next weekend.
Yep,
and I hope it's me.
Yeah, I hope it's you. Yeah, it's total length, and I believe the cost is like $35 an hour.
I would say you're right. Now, there's a cow cutter you can buy in both events, another $10. But the Bayou Coast, we're doing something. They're doing something. I say they, we. I'm in both clubs, and I always say they, but I'm just as much a member as anywhere. We're doing a morning and afternoon big fish Calcutta. So you can catch a big trout and a big red in the morning. And then I think it's after 11, they start again. So they'll be paying out two more big slots that way. So it makes it interesting. The boards will be turned off. Nobody's going to know what anybody else has until it's over. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, you know, it kind of makes people say, well, I don't have much. I'm not going to keep fishing. You just never know.
Right, exactly. Encourages everybody to turn in their results. Sounds like a fun time, Butch, and thanks for giving us a report. We appreciate it. That's going to be next Saturday, the Dusk Till Dawn. You can find out more and register at bckfc.org. Also, probably on the Lafayette Club site. What's their website, Butch?
LafayetteKayakFishing.com.
Easy enough. Thanks, Butch. We appreciate it. Talk with you next time.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
All right, there he goes, Butch Ridgedale. Got a nice bird in the background there, too. Love to hear that. All right, we come back after this. Bad boys of the outdoors. Let me tell you, alcohol and water, they definitely don't mix. And hopefully these guys learn their lesson. They're up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, got a comment in on our text board that says, nah, Don, have her sing It's 4 a.m. song on your show with regard to Amanda Shaw singing Louisiana Saturday Night. Maybe I'll get her to do that one, and we can hear her version of it. All right, got this information. How about getting a $1,000 reward? Could you use the money? Well, you can claim it if you know and actually a report to the Terrebonne Parish Sheriff's Office who was responsible as an arsonist on April 13th or the 14th of setting the pier, the fishing pier, in the Pointe aux Chenes Wildlife Management Area on fire. Anyone with information about that, you contact either the Bayou Region Crime Stoppers or Terrebonne Parish Sheriff's Office or the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and you could collect a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who were responsible for that fire. It was a destroyed pier, had been there for about 3 years, and it was included a special kayak launch and a renovated boat launch, and someone, for some reason, decided to set the pier afire. And if you know who it is or got some information about who it possibly could be, turn them in, turn over your information. You can remain completely anonymous and pick up a $1,000 reward. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second pause, and I'm going to come back to tell you about some guys that didn't really realize, I guess, how serious drinking and boating can be. Well, they found out about 2 weeks ago. We'll tell you what happened on the TICFAR 200 Poker Run right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement agents and the Louisiana State Police troopers issued numerous boating safety citations and made a total of 8 DWI arrests while patrolling the waterways for the 2025 TICFAR 200 Poker Run on May 2nd and 3rd. Now, for those of you not familiar with a poker run, it's an event where the participants travel to different checkpoints and they get a playing card at each stop. And then the goal is to have the best possible poker hand at the end of the run. There's a lot of fast boating and, in this case, some drinking that went on. And now facing possible $1,000 fines, up to 6 months in jail, and temporary loss of driver's license and boating privileges for DWI on the Blind River and the Blind River Diversion Canal. Our 54-year-old Wallace Wolf of Gonzales, Todd Bourgeois, 38, of Paulina, 24-year-old Dustin Miller of Franklinton. On the TICFAR River, Brandon LeCompte, 43, of Youngsville, 31-year-old Cortland Ray of Livingston, and 58-year-old Joseph Bardzalowski of South Dakota, and Stephen Holland, 29, of Kentwood. While for careless operation of a vessel after he operated that boat involved in a boating incident that resulted in serious, non-life-threatening injuries to himself and his passenger on the TICFAR River, facing a $300 fine and 30 days in jail, is 31-year-old Blake O. Carmadel of Maurice, and cited for second offense DWI on the Blind River and facing up to a $1,000 fine and 60 days in jail is 30-year-old Chase Hebert of Prairieville, Louisiana, our bad boys of the outdoors. Now, all prior to National Safe Boating Week, and that's this week. So, again, alcohol and water don't mix. If you're going to be drinking, use a designated driver in a boat as you would in your vehicle. All right, let me get back to the text message board. We're getting several unexpected and some expected gator encounters. Here's one said, I get a gator encounter every week when I go urban fishing in the canals of Jefferson Parish, behind the courthouse on David Drive, West Napoleon Canal, by Airline Park, West Esplanade, by Transcontinental and Vintage Canal. See them all the time. Hopefully they don't snatch up some youngster fishing on the bank. I would report that. Those alligators need to be removed. Now, that's not a good place for them, and, you know, not just kids, but dogs especially. Gators love a dog or a cat that gets too close to the bank. And I know those canals, but, man, what are you fishing for there? Got to be garfish, huh? What else is it? Tell me about what you're catching in there. Here's one says, a stormy good morning from Ohio. I hope it clears up for you. Only gators we got up here are pterogators, which are huge tractors, and the only thing I caught this week was a bad case of poison ivy. Sometimes gardening is for the birds. Got the steel man checking in from Covington. He's about to hook up the flatboat and sight fish some reds around the Wrigley's. Hope the weather cooperates. All right, we take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to the Plastic Man, one Captain Ryan Lambert. Cajun Fishing Adventures is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. Good morning, Ryan. And I'm not going to repeat your compliment to the weathermen that you told Colin, but it looks like they blew it. And I've looked at several different forecasts, and the worst wind I can find that they're reporting is about 15 knots, which is down at Southwest Pass. But everything else, they're talking light stuff like 7, 8, some places 12. Did they really blow it? Is it that bad down there?
Well, you do 7 plus 8 plus 12, and you get closer.
Yeah, well, it looks like they blew the wind forecast for this morning, so that's going to put a lot of places out of reach.
Yesterday, the same thing. You know, when they say 5 to 10 here, you got to add them together. You just don't go 5 to 10.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was sitting there getting my tackle ready last night, and had three big old bags of snapper stuff out, and I was cleaning it all up, making it so nice for the day. And at 1 o'clock this morning, I was getting a live shrimp off the boat. It's blowing. I can't hardly stand up. The guy in the shrimp boat said, man, there's rough out there. And he was right there in the bay, right next to Joshua. So, yeah. It's blowing. Yeah. But the good thing is, it's blowing the same direction all week. And when it does that, it makes pretty water on some shores. So you're able to get out there, you know. The girls went down to Venice yesterday, and they caught fish. And the rest of the guys went east to get away from the wind. So, we're catching fish, but, boy, it doesn't make it very easy when it's blowing like that.
No, definitely. Well, Ryan, we've been talking to some of the guides, professional fishermen, and we talked with you about it last week, but a listener wanted to know about what makes fishing guides successful and give advice to some young people that may be thinking about starting up. And you've been in business. How long have you been doing it now?
47 years.
47 years, man. That's
a long time. Before.
That's a lifetime. It's a lifetime. Well,
yeah,
what do you think?
It really was.
It's not like now. It's not like when you started. Things are totally different. If somebody's interested, somebody thinking about it, you know, we got a lot of young people that love the fish. They got a lot of energy, and they're thinking about swapping or getting into that as a career. What advice can you give them?
Well, you heard what I just said. I was up at 4 o'clock yesterday morning, and I was still up at 1 o'clock this morning taking care of things. I had two broken air conditions, two broken washing machines, and a broken lawnmower on top of all that with 30 people. You don't think of I'm working 8 hours. You don't think about I got to do. You just put your head down and struggle through it. You know, I'm 67 years old, and I'm still doing that. So it's not about fishing. It's about everything. It's about entertainment. It's about taking care of a business. You know, being a fishing guide, if you just have your boat, you still got to think about, okay, my customers are coming in. I got four guys coming in. If you don't have a lodge, okay, where am I going to put them up? Let me make some arrangements for them. Then let me go check on them, make sure they're all right at night, and maybe go eat dinner with them. And then in the morning, you got to make sure, they're okay, got breakfast, and they're going to show up. I mean, it's so much. That it's just not fishing. It's a business, and you gotta want to live it and want it, or you can't do it.
How much fishing do your guides actually do when they go out? I'm talking about personal fishing for themselves while they got customers on the boat.
And that all depends on the customer. I have never in 47 years had a customer ask me not to fish because they want to meet and they want me to show them how. And that's the best thing about going with a guide is to learn tricks and tactics and places. You know, that's the best thing. But my guys, some of them will fish and some of them not. If they're sitting on a point with shrimp and a cork, they'll sit on a seat and put the shrimp on or stand there and take fish off. And, because you're catching a lot of catfish and rat reds and things of that nature. So a lot of them will sit there and just wait on the customers. But I fish plastics, and if people want me to fish with them to find a pattern and to find what the fish are doing, but we fish.
Yeah, so, I have had some guides tell me that they've had customers who told them not to fish, that they were there to bring them to the fish and they weren't there to fish, which I think is kind of silly.
No, I've heard about that a few times, even with a couple of my guides, or somebody would tell me the night before, we don't want the guide to fish. We just want, sure, no problem. And that's like if you tell the guide where to go, no, we need to go over there. Well, you're responsible for what's in the box.
Right.
If you guide me, you're responsible. So, if you go with a guide, let him guide you. It's
it's a wonderful business, and you meet wonderful people from all over the world. I mean, it's been so good to me that my whole life is I am the fishing god is Brian Lambert. You know, it's just who I am. You know, wherever I go in the world, when I first started dating Carmen, she didn't know what I did. And, you know, we go to the mall or we go to shop or something, everybody coming up, hey, how they doing? What they doing? You biting? She said, is there something I need to know about you? You got scales or something? What's going on?
Yeah.
She said, you get paid to fish?
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. Ryan, nice chatting with you as always. Hopefully this wind will lay down for him tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you again next week and hopefully get a little
better. Yeah, I want to get on those snappers and those mangroves. I want to get on them again. I've been doing real well with them, but it's fun, and I want to get back on this week sometime.
Yeah, you're turning into an offshore fisherman. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no. Near shore. Near shore.
Near shore. I got you. All right, my friend. Talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. See you.
There he goes. Captain Ryan Lambert, one of the most successful businessmen as far as fishing. And he'll give you some advice on all of these guys. If you're thinking about going into business, talk to some of these guys, find out what it's really all about, and really if it's for you or not. All right, when we come back, I got the winners of the raffle, the benefit for Captain Mike Helmer, who the winners were. Maybe it's one of you listening. We'll be back to run down those, and also got some calendar items and some text messages about alligator encounters. We'll be back right after this. All right, a lot of you have been listening, and thank you for those of you who participated in the benefit for Captain Mike Helmer, had some health problems, and also encountered some unexpected medical bills, and to help the family out, there was a raffle conducted. Some of his fellow charter captains very generously donated trips, and I want to announce the winners. There was a two-person charter with a two-night stay up at Pickwick Lake in Tennessee with MLF professional captain Jimmy Washam. That was won by Lee Underwood. The four-person overnight stay, a trip with Captain Phil Robichaux out of Lafitte was Brian Brockway. And the trip with Big Dog Charters out of Lafitte was Bill Weiss. Joe Macon won the trip with Captain Bo Weber of Delacro. Marty Graham was the winner of the Captain Lane Zimmer trip. That's out of Delacro. Also in Delacro, Captain Sean Thornton's trip was won by Ben Lawrence. Captain Bart Simo out of Delacro, that trip was run by Clay Schweizer. Chris Walker won the fishing trip with Dead Reds Unlimited out of Venice. And Trent Walker won the trip with Captain Glenn Poche, who fishes in Lafitte. The Shimano spinning reel with the St. Croix rod, what a rig that is, was won by Ben Merriweather. The 85-quart angle ice chest was won by John Hebert Sr., and the automobile detailing was won by Jay Algaron. And a 12-gauge Harrington Richardson pump shotgun won by J.D. McLaren. And a lot of people won T-shirts, Hooked on Healing T-shirts. So that was Josh Andrews, Jamie Sinon, and Clay Schweizer. So thanks to all of you who participated and contributed to that. And congratulations to those of you who won those fishing trips with those very generous fishing guides. All right, let's get back to your text messages. This one says, this is from Deb in Florida. Interesting that you only put a life vest on someone under 18 in your boat. Really? Why doesn't everyone in the boat not wear a life vest? Well, the law in Louisiana is someone under 18 has to have one on, unless it's a boat over 26 feet, I think. But it's up to the individuals. Now, you got to have one on board for every person there. That is the law. But to wear it, that is strictly left up to the individual. And certainly the statistics prove that if you wear your life jacket, your chances of a fatality from drowning or otherwise are a lot less. All right, we have, we're talking about fishing those canals, the urban fishing, and it's Jerry from Kenner. He says that the canals in Metairie and Kenner has a healthy population of bass and bluegills. I've caught 5-pound bass before, so it's a nice solution to fishing fever. Just don't eat them. There's too many chemicals from the neighborhoods. I think that's a good piece of advice, Jerry. And here is a question for Ryan Lambert, and maybe I'll ask him this next week. How many times has a customer wanted to tell you how to hunt and fish? And I'm sure he and our other guides have a lot of answers to that. Maybe we'll pose that question to him. All right, we got Dixie George checking in from the Dixie Ranch Hunting Club over in Lacombe. congratulating his grandson, his first hog, 189 pounds, and he enjoys hunting with him. All right, so we got kind of a long alligator story here. I don't know if, well, let's see if we got it. He says, it's not exactly unintended, just the opposite, but back many years ago when this person was in high school, they had an encounter with a 5 or 6 footer. Back in those days, they weren't as plentiful as they are now. True, they were once, if you can believe this, they were an endangered species, and now we're getting to the point where we're pretty much overpopulated with gators. Anyway, he said they use a car headlight on a battery to spot them. They paddled up. Him being in front of the boat decided it might be nice to look at one up close. Got in range, jumped out, landed with his hands on each side of its mouth, in my legs, around his body. Had the best, it's hard to follow this, best, anyway, the gator was in his clutches. He went down with it. When he came up, he gave it a pretty quick release, and all in fun, neither of us hurt. Jumping on alligators out of a boat, that can be a little bit risky. All right, so that's going to kind of wrap it up for us today. Hope you'll join us again next week. We do this every Saturday morning, two-hour journey into the great outdoors. It's like we open up the door to the camp, and listeners come in, and we chat about fishing. We swap stories. We give each other advice. We got some professionals in the charter boat industry, as you've heard them talking. We've also got marina operators that give us the latest information to help you get out and make the most of your outdoor trips. All right, let's say thanks to Cullen Steele. He's back at the mothership pushing all the buttons at all the right times. We appreciate him each and every Saturday morning, and we appreciate you and invite you back next week and every week to do this little journey into the outdoors we take. 504-260-1870. Put that phone number in your book or on your phone and make it one of your contacts so when you get some information for us and got a question or a comment or a report, you can send it to us and we'll share it with the listeners on the show. All right, boy, well, I'm looking ahead to the next few weeks, and, man, we have got a lot of fishing rodeos to talk about, fishing events. And don't forget to watch Bayou Wild, our episode called A Bear, A Monster, and Two Bird Dogs. See you next week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.